Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson.
And it's always great to talk to our good friend, Drive Hall of Famer, syndicated radio host, covers the White House. You see him on CNN every day now. And he's going to be in his old stomping grounds in Marin, Point Reyes, tomorrow at a book event for his new book, Buyer's Remorse, How Obama Let Progressives Down. The great Bill Press is with us. How are you, man?
Hello, Steve. I'm in Point Reyes, and I can almost see downtown Santa Rosa from here.
Yeah, I wish we could see downtown Point Reyes. It's beautiful.
Yeah. No, it is beautiful. It's great to be back in West Marin. We did a big book event, nice crowd, at Book Passage in Corte Madera
last night. Yeah.
And then tomorrow evening, as you pointed out, at 7 o'clock, going to be at the Dance Palace, which is the community center in Point Reyes. So anybody in the area, come on down and say hello.
Very cool. I was just looking at, let's see, when was this? Man, this was a few months back, but on thehill.com. He wrote, and I quote, "As an out-of-body experience, it's hard to beat. Sitting on the couch watching the Sunday morning shows when suddenly you hear Chuck Todd and George Stephanopoulos hammer Bernie Sanders about a blurb he wrote for the cover of your new book." And he does. He says, "Bill Press makes the case. Read this book, Senator Bernie Sanders." They really did. I saw a bunch of people giving Bernie grief. And how did you deal with that?
Well... Well, the biggest grief of all that he got, I was actually on the set in New York with Anderson Cooper during one of the Democratic debates, shortly after those two Sunday shows.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton turned to Bernie Sanders and accused him of writing the foreword, actually, to my book, to this book called Buyer's Remorse. You talk about an out-of-body experience or an oh-crap experience. But as to how I reacted, you know, I didn't know whether to be angry at Hillary for misrepresenting what Bernie had done or whether I should send her flowers or a fruitcake or something.
Yeah.
Because it certainly helped sales, to which I will be forever grateful.
Yeah, I think the flowers would be more appropriate at this point. You know,
listen, she may need flowers of condolence after the New York primary, man.
Yeah, what's going on out there?
After the California primary, I'm sure you saw today. I mean, the field poll shows that Bernie's now within 7 points of her in California. And You know what's exciting? The way this is going this year. For once, the only time that I can remember, the California primary might even count for something.
Oh, it looks like it's going to matter, and we're all freaking out here. I've said it to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know, man, this is cool.
This is cool. We could determine who is the nominee of the party. You know, with his big win in Wisconsin, Bernie's going to win Wyoming this Saturday. I mean, the Pope is going to make sure of that. The Pope's going to give him his blessing. and then I think, you know, actually it's next week is the when he's going to meet with the Pope after Wyoming. So, but maybe the Pope will give him his blessing for New York State.
He very well might.
New York State is going to be really, this is the testing ground, I think, Steve. You know, going into New York, he's going to win Wyoming. He will have won 7 out of 8 of the primaries and caucus, 7 out of 8 of the most recent ones. Hillary has to win New York. Absolutely must win New York.
Just like Rubio needed, had to have Florida.
Yeah, yes. But if Bernie walks away with a win in New York, he doesn't have to win to get a lot of delegates, but if he does beat her and if she loses New York, this is a whole new ballgame, and I think the whole thing's going to start to unravel for her, and I think you're going to see superdelegates start saying, well, you know, maybe I jumped too soon.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Sanders camp is hoping for, yeah. And when he meets with the Pope, maybe he can talk him into becoming his VP. And there you go. I mean, if it's Bernie with the Pope, they're going all the way. It's a landslide.
Bernie and Francis.
Yeah.
The Jew and the Catholic.
Yes, come on. Kumbaya. Let's get together.
Wait, the rabbi and the Pope.
Yeah, there you go. They got my vote.
You heard it here first.
Yes, exactly. First and last. No one else will ever say anything like it, but we will. Buyer's Remorse, How Obama Let Progressives Down by Bill Press. You have said that your goal in writing this was simply to tell the truth, because you've said before on this show and others that Obama has done a lot of good things. Explain the remorse part.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out, because I think the book is very fair. I talk about all the good things that he's done, and we can go down the list, but we do not talk about a lot of them. I mean, the most recent for me is his trip to Cuba and opening up
yep.
relations with Cuba. Long, long, long overdue, and nobody had the guts to do it before Obama. And I think it's going to be one of the signature foreign policy achievements, not just of his administration, you know, but of any modern president. But where I think he has let us down in several ways, I mean, just the things that come to pop into my head, is just letting Wall Street completely off the hook. I mean, these crooks on Wall Street, they were selling fraudulent investment opportunities. They knew they were. They knew they were worthless. And you know, all these derivatives. And they brought this country to the brink of economic ruin. And not one of them was prosecuted. Not one of them went to jail. You know, President Obama just decided he wasn't going to go there. And, you know, and so as a consequence, we've got millions and millions of Americans who lost their shirt and are still struggling to get back, lost it, you know, a lot of their retirement benefits and everything. And so many people who are working one, two, three jobs just to, you know, get in to pay their bills at the end of the month. And these, I don't know what to call them on the radio. I want to be careful here, right? But these crooks on Wall Street, they're still there. They're making more money than ever before, right? And they just got away scot-free. And I was disappointed with President Obama. I was disappointed when he walked into the White House briefing room one day when I was there and said, hey, I just made a deal with John Boehner. We're going to cut Social Security benefits and we're going to cut Medicare. Well, fortunately, that deal unraveled. It wasn't what we expected from. And then I think the third thing, and I go through just about every area in the book, is the NSA and the spying on us, on our phones and on our emails. It's just gone. It's out of bounds. And President Obama, when he was a senator, he and Ron Wyden from Oregon were the two chief critics of the NSA at the time. And when he was campaigning, he said, we're going to stop this practice. We're going to rein in the intelligence agencies. And instead, once he became president, President Obama just looked the other way. And these guys are out of control today. So, and you know what? See, this final point. The main part of my book is looking ahead, we're going to have Hillary or Bernie as the next president of the United States. And the point I make in the book is we have to do our job the next time, elect one of these, and these people, these great people, then don't walk away and say, okay, you're on your own, you know, have a good time. No, we got to keep on their butt. We have to keep their feet, hold their feet to the fire. We got to make sure that they really do deliver on the progressive agenda, whether it's Hillary or Bernie.